The holiday season still has a long way to go, but for Maria Lisa Calta, a food writer in Calais, Vermont, it's not too soon to get started on one major kitchen project.
It's time to make Christmas pudding. The flavors need weeks to mellow, so you've got to get started early on this project. And a project it is. First, you throw your back out hauling the ingredients. A pound of everything, including, suet. Second, you develop the biceps of an Olympic weightlifter stirring the batter. Third, you spend a day of your life hovering over a steaming pot while the darn thing cooks. Think you're done? Think again. Christmas puddings require regular feeding. My last one consumed half a bottle of some very good brandy. It might be easier and cheaper to buy the kids a puppy. It's among the tasks that haunt me each December. Water the tree, mail the cards, feed the pudding. I have nightmares about a large, thirsty lump of cake lurching through the pantry in search of a libation. I got hooked on this absurd project several years ago when a friend induced me to make a pudding for a Christmas raffle. I got the recipe from a neighbor who got it from a friend in England, which made me feel that it was especially authentic. The recipe makes two puddings, each with the heft of a bowling ball. I happily sent one of the puddings off to be raffled. Years later, a stranger came up to me to tell me how burdened she had been to be the winner. "I had no idea I'd have to feed it," she said, still sounding horrified. "It drank all my liquor." I kept the second pudding for our annual caroling party. When the time came, I artfully arranged the pudding on a bed of greens, poured more brandy on top, and set it on fire. The bed of greens, that is. I was aiming to set the brandy alight, but somehow the branches caught. Needless to say, my guests were impressed. You'd have thought that by this time I would have sworn off making Christmas pudding, and I would have, too, except for one thing. It's absolutely delicious. Christmas pudding tastes the way Christmas is supposed to taste. One bite and you're transported into a Dickensian reverie. Snow is falling on gaslit cobblestones, young choir boys are singing ancient carols, and Scrooge himself is having a change of heart. Now to find the suet.
Freelance writer and cookbook author Maria Lisa Calta makes her Christmas pudding at home in Calais, Vermont. A version of her essay originally aired on Vermont Public Radio, and you can find the recipe for her Christmas pudding at npr.org.